Good.
Let's make it.
All right, this is Kyle.
Make it so.
I got Richard and Lee Pace over here.
I'm Lee Pace. I do the podcast because it is real.
And it's Midnight with Robert Shaw.
Yes.
And we're here to talk about just a couple movies coming out this weekend.
A shitty weekend, but there's one good highlight.
One good movie.
There's one good movie. The Kingsman.
Yeah.
Matthew Vaughn, which I will go see any Matthew Vaughn movie because I think he's actually one of the better directors around right now.
I think he is too. It looks hyper-violent, hyper-funny, and very British.
Anytime you have an amputee woman, like, use her ability to get those fake legs and run faster, because I think those legs are cheating in any sport. So, like, that Oscar Pistorius guy that killed his girlfriend, he shouldn't get any medals. I don't care how many non-legs he has.
How many times
he lost his legs, I don't care. Well, those things make you run so fast, it's not even funny. Casey, would you fight a guy who was an amputee who had those metal feet?
Hell no.
See? He knows, and he's black belt.
He wouldn't even touch that.
He can't touch
that. No, you don't want any of that.
Shit.
No. He wouldn't fight Oscar Pistorius or whatever in a no holds bar.
Apparently, neither his girlfriend.
No, well, that was a one gun contest.
Bullet to the head. You know they're dead, Oscar. That's what he did.
But I think this movie looks
allegedly
like another winner for Matthew Vaughn.
Won't be a winner at the box office, though.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, unfortunately. I don't think anybody's going to see
it. I think it'll open under 20.
Yeah, way under 20 for sure.
Die slow, miserable death.
Because you got SpongeBob. I think we'll still be around. And you got 50 Shades of Grey come.
Which is really going to bring the guys and the girls, the date movie.
All the guys are going to hate their girls that night.
But
they'll get laid.
Yeah, they will. That
and
is
hopefully
true.
They all get to take part in whatever it is. Isn't he fucker with an AK-47 or something in the books?
Does he really?
I don't know. There's like an AK-47 in his like Chamber of Horrors, isn't there?
I have no idea.
I'm just assuming.
I have no idea. I'll find out.
No tampon scene, though.
What was that?
Oh, that was a tampon scene that they cut out. It's in the book. Well, obviously, you can kind of figure it out. I don't got time for this. And he just yanks it out, I guess.
Well, that sounds
allegedly
not attractive.
No, it's not. It's quite disgusting. But I guess some women were like, my boyfriend did that to me. And it's just, okay, well, he's got fucking problems.
Now, this movie, I think it looks incredibly dull.
Yes.
The two leads look very lifeless. And you know what? You can't lure me in with sex. Because there's plenty of porn that's going to do it a lot better than this
movie.
And
cheaper.
Oh,
for
yeah.
For free.
And
anywhere.
And you can find what you're looking for.
Exactly.
You don't need to be relegated to what's on screen.
Exactly.
And, you know, you watch it and it's a big cock tease. You can't jerk off in there. There's too many people.
Well, you could if you were Fred Willard.
Do you think there were that many people, though? It'll be sellout crowds.
Or Pee Wee Herman.
But I feel like they're probably more like in the corner by themselves.
Well, whoever is wearing the biggest coat in the middle of February, you'll know what they're doing.
Do you have a really big coat, Richard, that I could wear to see this movie?
Yes, I do, actually. You can wear that. I just don't want it to get white stains
on it. Well, no, as a joke. I think it'd be...
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, you could. It'd be way over big on you, too. It'd be great. And you shouldn't wear pants. You should walk in with no pants on and a big coat.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
See if that.
I think it's a good idea.
They can make this happen.
And you should film it.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Just in case they arrest you, you can say it was a joke. This is what it was.
Yeah, what? Police media corruption. That's what
that's
true.
Yes, Randy Quaid will not bust you.
And I think this movie was directed by Aaron Taylor Johnson's wife, whatever her
name is.
I can't even think of her name.
That's something.
But that's the girl, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
And she did like Nowhere Boy, I think. John Lennon movie. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like 20 years old or two or something.
Oh, about, yeah.
Yeah,
she's
at least
pretty old. She's almost 50, I think, and he's like 25.
Yeah.
Or 24.
Something like that. And I guess he turned down the role in Kingsman.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, supposedly.
Huh. I didn't know that.
But I think it's a better fit to get a new guy.
Yeah.
Rather than someone that's already been in his movies.
Well, and he's another kind of blank slate guy. Because if you saw Godzilla, he did nothing in that movie.
Oh, yeah, he had nothing
like,
to do.
And even in Kick-Ass, he just played kind of a dumb kid. So it's like he really has two modes. Blank
and
dumb and young and full of cum. Like, that's
and,
all he does.
Yeah, I think Avengers looks like he's blank.
Yes.
Just judging by the trailers.
He's blank with big arms. That's all he does. And he runs really fast.
But not as cool as X-Men Future Past.
That's why I think that's why they got to shoehorn all those other characters at the end to fight whatever it is they're gonna fight.
Yeah, some Ultron giant or Hulk robot
or something.
Yeah,
because they're gonna. Oh, I can't say anything. I won't say anything.
No, no, because Ed might be listening. Sorry, yeah,
I don't
want to spoil Ed.
Avengers 2.
He was going to.
I have inside information.
He does. He does, and it's real. It's
real inside information. What was Randy Quaid? What did he say? CMP. That's what it was.
Yeah. And it was
my information comes from CMP.
Oh, Randy Quaid.
Corporate media. What was it? Police?
No, it was police media.
Oh, police media. Oh, PMC. Corruption. Police media corruption.
Yeah, police
right.
media corruption.
Yeah.
Suppose, yeah.
Forgive
yeah.
me. I can't.
Forgive
make
me, Randy Quaid.
I can't make sense of his nonsensical rambling.
He tries to make it as difficult as possible.
His
so,
white beard is wonderful, though.
It's pretty amazing. What do you think Fifty Shades does?
Oh, well, they're saying, what, it's on track to do 60 plus.
That's what I'm hearing, at least, yeah.
But, I mean, after that, it'll have an 80% drop-off.
It'll be
I mean,
huge,
it'll
yeah.
Be, it'll barely make 100, just despite what's going on. I mean, it will crack 100, but that's it.
I think it'll get to 120. That's where it tops off.
Yeah.
Well, because I see it making around 80 this weekend. It drops off and makes.
Oh, wow.
Like,
you're saying 80 this
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah, I think it'll
wow,
do pretty big.
You're saying that's a lot of wet seats.
It will be.
That's a
but
lot of
women.
But
that's pretty big.
That's a lot of
women. But
then
it drops
women.
Off to, again, like 20 million.
A lot
and
of
then, like,
sad, just... lonely women going into that theater.
But I think it'll open huge and just die quickly.
Probably. Just like their marriages.
Yeah, I think by the time some shitty March movie comes out that I can't think of, it'll be over.
Fast Furious.
Well, that's
Fury
April.
7.
That's April and that's great. April and it's great.
That's a great movie.
So you're off and off on both those.
I'm trying to think what's coming out in March. I really can't think of anything.
Yeah, I think Kingsman's kind of coming out at an odd weekend.
Yeah.
I think this is... I get the counter-programming, but you're not counter-programming in a weekend where it's date weekend.
No.
That's tough.
Because that's a boys movie.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Like the couples that can't get into 50 Shades are going to go see Kingsman?
Probably.
You'll well, maybe that's what they think because they're both R-rated movies.
Yeah.
So it's like you already have an R-rated crowd going out to see this movie. It'll be sold out. So it's like, well, what other R-rated movie can we see? And they'll just go see SpongeBob anyway.
And I'm glad it is R-rated. After something like Taken 3, I need a good R-rated action movie.
I want blood and maybe some minor tit.
Could be. Maybe the amputee shows some tit.
Maybe some butt.
Definitely butt. I
Probably
think we'll definitely
boy
get butt.
Probably boy butt.
Well, a little bit of that.
Why not?
A little bit of that.
There'll be boy butt in 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
50 Shades of...
But that's it. Like, men will get to see at least some tit.
Yeah,
that's
true.
There won't be any
Maybe.
Dong.
I don't know. Will there be booby?
I would think.
Is Dakota Johnson going to show some booby?
She's getting paid enough. She should. I mean, she's a piece of cardboard, too.
Is she going to have her mother's nipples or her father's nipples?
Definitely, Dad. They'll be a little hairy.
little big old round ones.
Yeah.
And then her penis is the size of a Diet Coke can, like her dad.
I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
I just heard Don Johnson is like, he's got a Coke can pee-pee.
That's interesting, Dick.
Day no 2-inch pee-pee. That's a
full-on
power dong there.
Yeah, I saw American Sniper. I know how pee-pees go.
Yep.
Yeah, that's some awkward pee-pee talk.
Bradley Cooper talks about pee-pee a lot.
Yeah, he loves it.
Why?
He loves it.
And he has a beard in the movie.
That's a hint, too.
Yeah, I wonder why.
It's a big hint.
And he can deadlift 400 pounds.
That was a pretty impressive scene.
Yeah.
When he did that.
Sure.
But yeah, so that's what's coming out this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm definitely much more excited about Kingsman.
Oh, yes, of course.
But sadly, I'll see both.
Yeah, you will.
But you won't.
No, God, no.
But when we review these movies, I'll have something to talk about.
Maybe so I'll be morbidly curious and sneak in. To see what's going on.
Yeah.
To catch
yeah.
some big coated no pants guys.
Hey, they'll be there.
And
they'll be there in
I'll
force.
Stop them and save the day. Or join them.
Hey,
maybe I'll
either
just
way.
Be like, hey,
either
when
way.
In Rome, when in 50 Shades of Grey. Let it all hang out.
Are you ready to go to the bar?
Sure, why not?
All right.
Drink up.